Blog Talk Radio.
We would render one.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim. Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on Earth Reform Thursday. Greetings. This is Sister Powell, and she will be your host tonight. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to thank you for this privilege of prayer, privilege that we can come together to sit at your welcome table, privilege that we can call you our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Privilege, dear Father, that you love us so much, that you told us in your words that we are your Father and you are our Father and we are your sons and daughter. We want to thank you. We thank you for the promises that you have given unto your children, your promises that you gave us, Lord, and also blessings, the promises that you have gone to prepare a place for us, and you will come again. The promises that you will take care of us, you will love us. If we be faithful to you, the promises that we will enter into your eternal rest. We thank you, dear Father, for providing for us, each one of us on this line. You gave us health, strength, Lord, even though sometimes the body is in ache and pain. But you, the great physician, are dear to let us know if we trust you, you are able and just to heal us from all our sickness. We want to thank you. I want to thank you, Lord, personally this evening for what you have done for me, Lord. Lord, you know, and you see the body wasn't feeling well this week. Father, with the violation of your law, we are asking you, Lord, at this time I can say thank you because I knew what was happening to the body. And after presenting it to you, dear Lord, you place your healing touch on this body. And I can say I'm feeling much better. So I just want to thank you for that. And thank you for the prayers that my sister and brother lift up to you. I can say, Lord, without prayer, we can't do anything, and prayer is powerful. So we just want to thank you. This evening, Lord, as we gather at the welcome table, we are asking you to search us. See if there is anything that should not be within us. We ask you to remove it and allow your light to shine, dear God, that this light will shine through me, us, and also shine in the community that you have called us to do, be, Lord, to carry out your message, especially for this time. So we ask you to pour your spirit upon each one and allow us, Lord, to be obedient to your will and your command. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on this line. I just want to thank you for joining our Health Reform Thursday. And this is just a little chart. You know, we are going to read. We know that this is a Health Thursday. And we know our favorite scripture passage is, we have quite a few scripture passages, Genesis 1:29. And we what show us what we are supposed to be using with our body. What you have given us both for medicine and remedy and also for meat and also in 3 John that you do. You love us so much that you are expecting us to be prosperous. You know, that's it. And we also have Matthew 11:28, you know, that told us in his word that peace I leave with you. And my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth I unto you. And we also have John 14:29. This peace is not something that he gives apart for himself. It is in Christ, and we can all receive that peace this evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on this line. So we want that peace, and only God can give us that peace. And when we accept that peace in our mind, despite of what is happening, the crisis around, the sickness is there, he will give us that peace, right? And Christ is the well springing of life, that which we may need to have a clearer knowledge of him. So tonight we all want to have a clearer knowledge of him, and by having a clearer knowledge of him, we have to go down in prayer, ask him, and also study in his word. So I just want to thank God for what he has been doing. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters, the child Mackay just read Health Reform Thursday here, and asking my brothers and sisters to press 1 so that you can start here, that you have the chance, because we actually started late, brothers and sisters. We are supposed to be on this line 7 o'clock. Right, and 7 to 9, right? And when we started this late period of time, sometimes, you know, we go home and sometimes everyone cannot get to share. So we are asking our dear beloved brothers and sisters to press 1 that the line can open and you have enough time to share, you know, would like everyone to share, you know, and that we can have a wonderful togetherness, right? So I'm asking you to press 1. We are reading this from Messages to the Young People, and God is calling young men. God is calling each and every one of us to carry out his work. He said, you are to be men and both women who will walk humbly with God. We are all on this land, and God wants us to walk humble with him. He will stand before him in your God-giving manhood. Walk humble with him. Who will stand before him in your God-giving manhood? Free from impurity, free from all contamination, from the sensitivity. This is the corrupting of this age. You must be men who will despise all falsely and wickedness, who will dare to be true and brave. Brothers and sisters on this land, God wants us to be true and to be brave, right? Holding aloft a bloodstained banner of the Prince Emmanuel. Your talents will increase. So we have talent. Every one of us talents will be increased as you use them for the master. So we all have talent on this line, and we are grateful. Talent for talent, praying talent, sharing praise report, talent of sharing out the books, what each one of us, but when we go out on the street to people. So the Lord is saying that, you know, all talents must be increased, right? And they will be esteemed. So we all have a work to do. Do not sit down, brothers and sisters on this line. Do not sit down and neglect to do anything. Simply because you say, oh, I cannot speak, I cannot pray, I cannot do this. The Lord says, cannot do some great thing, but do whatever your hands find you to do. So these are some wonderful promises, encouraging words, that each one of us can do something out there. And the time is now for us all to go out, maybe in your church, and you may say you can't do nothing, but there is work there, and God gave every one of us talent so that we can use. So I just want to thank God for what he has done. And brothers and sisters, again, welcome on the line, and I'm going to start hoping some line. Thank you for sharing. It looks so beautiful, brothers and sisters. We have some hand open, right? So everyone who is on the line willing to share, we are so grateful. So your line is open. Can you tell your name? 985-232. Your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening. This is Sister Brenda calling from Hummer, Louisiana. And I want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up. Thank God because he's awesome, he's wonderful, and he's merciful. I would like to read a prayer. Merciful Lord, keeper of the faith, I aim to be more like you. I pray that I have the resolve to remain steadfastly faithful to you in the light times and even in the darkness time. Your Son, Jesus Christ, remained faithful and kept his promise to us, even when he was crucified. And I am extremely grateful for this sacrifice. Heavenly Father, I humbly ask that you let me faithfully serve you today and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank God again for his grace and his mercy. I just was up waiting to early for the prayer line. I just was excited for it to come on. My grandkids just stepped in. I said, oh, it's peaceful. I'm waiting on the prayer line. I said, just waiting for it to come on, waiting patiently. So I thank God. I just want to ask for prayer for my family, friends, and prayer line friends, and Sister Powell, our mother, and we're so glad to hear her voice today and always. So I thank God for you and Brother John is not going to get on tonight because we have my daughter and house company. So we just ask for prayer for them and God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for that wonderful prayer. You know, for God allow us to be faithful to him. Yes, he can, because he's calling us, right? To be faithful, he's calling us to be humble. He's calling us the talent that he has given unto us, that we must do it. Whatsoever we can do, he said to do it. And I'm thankful to know that, you know, Sister Brenda, God have been using you in the field, in the vineyard, and the work that you and both Brother John have been doing by sharing the words to all your relatives and all those who that you can contact with. So I'm so grateful to know that you, God, have been just using you, and you have been growing, Sister Brenda. So we just encourage you, continue to hold on. Right? Continue to allow the Lord and the Holy Spirit to use you so that you can carry out his work. Thank you again for sharing. 272-770, your line is open. And you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. My name is Tymeco, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania, and I'm so grateful to be on the prayer line with my Health Thursday. It's such a blessing. I give the Lord all the praise and honor and glory. I thank him for a precious day of life. I thank him for waking me up this morning and for putting his breath into my lungs. I'm so grateful for another precious day. So I thank you so much, my sister. I would like to sing a song, if I may, for my dear brothers and sisters on the
line.
Sure,
sure, sure. Sure.
Amen. Amen. I'd like to say he lived. He lived. Page 251. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him. The help of all who find. None other is so loving. So good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, my dear Sister Powell. Amen. I wanted to share a little Bible verse with you, if I may. And I have a little bit of information. Amen. Amen. I have a little bit of information about to go to bed to sleep. So I'd like to share that with you, finding healing power of sleep. Good things that happen when you get enough sleep. So I have six of them here. It says, number one, your body switches into gear and cleans house. Just like a parent after the kids, your body has a whole lot of cleaning, repairing, and picking up to do while you are sleeping. Amen. And number two says, your body's immune system revs up. Your body makes proteins that regulate to cell processes, cytokines, which fortify and heal it at night. And number three says the immune system memory is made stronger. This helps you to remember how to ward off viruses and pathogens. It has been seen before. And number four says the body's muscles and breathing activities slow down. This gives the body's defenses more energy to perform the needed maintenance. And number five says more melatonin is produced. Melatonin works to reduce inflammation in the body. It also helps the body to sleep better so that it can produce even more melatonin. And number six says sleep and your immune system can help with each other. The better you sleep, the stronger your immune system. The stronger your immune system, the better you will sleep. So sleep is one of the most important tools to help the body ward off viruses, such as the COVID-19 and other threats. So I just wanted to share this with my dear brothers and sisters, that we need to get enough sleep because it's a healing to our body. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
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 God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved, for that song. I serve a risen Savior. He is in the world today. Right? He lives. He lives. He lives. He lives in our hearts. And, my dear, we want to thank you for this wonderful health tip about sleep. sleep. And I can say, you know what? This is real, real. We need sleep. Without sleep, it won't help our body. It won't help our body. Our body will go into distress. So I just want to thank you for this tip, and I do hope my sisters then get all these 7 tips that my sisters did, cleaning the body. It makes protein, immune system grow stronger, right? And also our memory, you know, give us good memory, sleep, and, you know, we have to really get enough sleep, right, to build our immune system. Thank you, my dear. And we're going to get them one that we can send it out to others, you know, our brothers and sisters, when we get all of them done. So I just want to thank you for reminding us, my dear brothers and sisters here. We always getting some reminding, right? It's like a command, what we need. And as we know that tonight is the Health Reform Thursday night, we know, you know, that we have a lot of things to help us, you know, when we are sick. We have things, and God gave us the natural remedy, and we have the 8 laws of health in which we did not go over it yet, as our sister a while ago just gave us 8 tips that we need. And our 8 laws of health, we know that God gave us, right? Nutrition, the food, what we're supposed to be eating, told us, and grains and vegetable, natural food. Also, he told us about how much exercise is important for the body, right? And also water. We have to drink enough water. We have to use water in everything we do, and how important it is for our body to take in that amount of water to flush our kidneys and to help us to be strong. And, you know, water is very important. And also the sunshine, well, we know that we to get our vitamin D, anyway, we can get the sunshine. There are sometimes in the, like the winter now, we are not going to get the regular sunshine, but anytime it is possible that we see the little sun, we have to try to go in. And also temperance in everything we do. There was temperance in my sleeping habit, temperance in my eating, temperance in my exercise, right? Right, and also air, fresh air is very important for us, you know, to get in the fresh air and to let out the foul air. So we need all that, right? And our rest, my brothers, my sister said it is important for us to get good sleep in the night, sufficient sleep that our body will be able to function the way the Lord wants us to do. And not only their sleeping, God have given us the blessed rest day, the 7-day Sabbath that he has given unto us for us to worship and also to fellowship with others and to commune with him. And we know that this rest day that he have given unto us, it's going to be the test of all the things that is happening around us. It's going to be a test. So we just ask God to continue to pour his blessings upon us and give us the strength that we will able to go and share this message out there. And, you know, when we trust God, he is the one who will help us. He was the one who gave us the wisdom. He is the one who gave us the strength and also the words that we can go out. So I just want to thank everyone tonight who is on this line. And, you know, everyone wants to share, and this is a blessing. So I'm going to open the line for my sisters, them just as out there, put up their hand on the line, that share. And I do know that everyone is going to share tonight. 518-482, your line is open. Can you tell your name? You're calling from. Welcome to Advent Health Thursday.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. Welcome, I say again, to our Health Thursday. this evening I want to speak on really on, first of all, I must thank the Lord for sparing my life and giving us another opportunity where we can come on this line and share what little the Lord put on our hearts to share. And I'm glad that I have this opportunity here this evening, that I can come here. And above all, I'm glad that Sister Powell could have made it this evening on the line, because we know that she wasn't feeling well. But thank God, prayers are wonderful. And she is back. She's coming. She's not fully recuperated as yet, but she's coming. She's coming, and she come enough to be on the line this evening. She could have been in the hospital, but thank God for his mercies and his blessings on her. This evening, I want to talk about, there's so much to talk about, but I just want to speak about circulation. That's a big word. Circulation, right? Circulation, as we know, is the word used to describe the constant movement of the blood around the body. It's made possible by pumping, right, action of the heart. And this movement of flow of the blood takes place in the network of the tubes known as the blood vessels. And the circulatory system includes the heart, blood vessels, and the blood, and it's vital. The blood is vital for fighting illness and maintaining proper temperature. The system maintains function is to transport blood, nutrients, gases, and hormones to and from cells throughout the body. If you were to lay out all the arteries and capillaries and veins in one adult, end to end, they would stretch about 60,000 miles. What's more than the capillaries, which are the smallest of the blood vessels, would make up about 80% of this length? By comparison of the circumference of the earth is about 25,000 miles. That means a person's blood vessel could wrap around the planet approximately 2.5 times. Capillaries, as you know, the capillaries are very tiny, averaging about 8 microns, just about a diameter or about a tenth of the diameter of the human hair. So red blood cells now are about the same size as these capillaries through which they travel. So the cells must move in a single file line. And some capillaries, however, are slightly smaller in diameter than the blood cells, forcing the cells to distort their shape to pass through. When we get elderly, or when we get older, I must say, age, inactivity contributes to poor circulation. When we do not, we can do all that we used to do, you know, we need to do some exercise. Exercise is very, very important, because if you don't exercise, returning the blood to the heart from the lower parts of the body, it cannot function, the legs, the feet. Hard work, circulation, you have to do something to circulate that blood in your body, because if it's down there in your feet, you need to do some exercise. Some blood has to be pushed uphill when circulation, because if the blood is down in your feet there, it has to push to get up to your hands, your upper extremities. And this circulation needs help from muscles around the vein. And when we walk, for example, muscles in our feet and legs help to pump the blood upward. As you may be imagining, it is no wonder that so many of us have circulation problems. A lot of people have circulatory problems today. And it is constant, it's a constant uphill battle. As we grow older, or less, we are less active, and so our blood does not get to circulate as it should. okay? They're also feeling of tiredness. And we need these symptoms, when we get these symptoms, they show that our blood is not circulating properly. So it's not only advanced age when we get poor circulation problems, but circulation problems can affect everyone who isn't active. So it is very important for us to keep active, whatever your age, whatever our age is. Poor circulation means that oxygen carried in the blood may not be transported to all parts of the body as well as it normal would be. And getting oxygen to the outer edges of the body, such as fingers, toes, and so on, symptoms such as cold hands, cold feet, all these are poor circulation. That means the circulatory system is not working properly. When you have cold hands, cold feet, your circulation is poor. And there may also be feelings of tiredness, of having less energy. You know, you just can't push yourself. You don't have that energy to move because your blood is not circulating right in your body. Similarly, when we have cuts and scratches and sores, it takes a longer time to heal if our circulatory system is not working properly. And sometimes I could tell you about this one. Poor circulation may also result in pooling of blood in the lower parts of our bodies, like in our legs, causing pain in the feet, ankles, and legs. People with poor circulation may also have muscle cramps or heavy aching legs. And these are all things that happen to us when we do not exercise, right? Let's talk about, yes, we know that we bring this up with circulation. Circulation is very, very important. I cannot stress the need for exercising because exercise is very good. It says that if in Exodus 15:26, we read that if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and will do that which is right in the sight, in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. So we see here that circulation is very, I can't stress the importance of it. It improves also the sexual function of our body. Regular exercise maintain or improves sex life. And all of this is so important. A composition of the cardiovascular system can all enhance that function. And researchers reveal that men who exercise regularly, listen, those who exercise regularly are less likely to have erectile dysfunction and impotence than are men who don't exercise. And I could touch plenty more things that we need to do to get our circulation going, get our muscle strength. We don't have to do excessive exercise, but we can do short, you know, exercises like raising your hands, lie down, raising your feet. And one of the herbs that we use to help your blood circulate through your body is butcher's broom. This is a wonderful herb. It is so good that when you use this herb, you could if you know it, you could buy it even in the or in our health store, butcher's broom, and you drink that. It helps to tighten the blood vessels and capillaries, which is very beneficial if you suffer from what we call bulging veins. And you know what they call bulging veins? It helps to release those painful conditions when we have those veins she has to use these stockings to keep them in shape and in line. So all of this is when your blood starts to pool in one place. So if we use butcher's broom, that's one of the things that will help when our feet begin to swell up. You see, some people's feet are swollen, very swollen. It's because of circulatory problems. And this is one of the things that we use. And another one that we could use that we, you don't have to go far to get it, it's garlic. Garlic is another good thing for circulatory, the odorless garlic for circulatory problems. We could use that. And we could use another one is ginkgo biloba. Ginkgo biloba. That's another one that we could use for circulation. And I could go on and on to tell you so much about circulatory problems, but many of us, because this is one of the problems that's plaguing our world today. And every way you could see that people suffering from different type of circulatory problems, they have it. And if your circulatory system is not working properly, then you will get heart attack and all of these things, and which is very, very dangerous. So my dear brothers and sisters, I advise us.
Amen. Oh, sister, you dropped Sister Cantinelli? What go down? Sister Cantinelli? Sister Cantinelli, you drop what? Your phone? Can you check your phone? We don't hear anything here. What's going on here? All right.
Hello?
205-337. Sister Cantinelli, drop your drop.
No, this is Sister Leola. You open my line.
Yes, sister. It says, yes, Sister Leola, I know I opened your line. I don't know if Sister Cantinelli, I just hear she broke and I open back her line and I don't hear anything. I don't know if she's finished.
Okay.
We just want to thank Sister Cantinelli for, you know, reminding us with her head tip about circulation, right? And she gave us quite a few a tip here. You know, what we could do as we have been studying about the 8 laws of health. All these are in the 8 laws of health. And also, brothers and sisters, we have to really take these information serious and that we can able to do it on our own self because, you know, we are all sick with these situations. So we can also share these situations with others. All right. Sister Leola, I hope in your line, Sister Leola. 225-337.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Give me just a second. I had to come in. Another thing. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I would like to share my scripture from Matthew chapter 25, talking about the sheep and the goats. And I just want to share this and connect it with some things that I was thinking about. And it says, "Oh, Sister Power, I'm trying to sum it up short because the time is going by." Okay, I'm gonna start from verses 35. It says, oh, I need, Sister Powell, I need to start the whole thing here. It's like a few verses. It says, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and the body, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left hand. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hunger, and ye gave me meat, and I was thirsty, and you gave me drink, and I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him and say, Lord, when saw we thee and hunger and fed thee, and thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, and naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick and in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, in everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, in prison, and you visit me not. Then shall they also say, also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry or athirst, and a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, insomuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into the eternal life. And as I was reading this, Sister Powell and sisters and brothers, I thought about the health laws and how Christ says we have to be careful how we entertain. We can be entertained angels unaware. And as I was thinking about the health laws, and Christ surely had given his health laws, I can see it in this parable, how he said when he I think it's eight health laws, and when you didn't give him meat to eat, you didn't give him drink, and you didn't do this, you didn't bring him in and give him rest. So look at all these things. If you didn't give him no meat, you know, the temperance, and you didn't give him no rest, you didn't bring him in to get rest. Okay, you know all these things is trust and obey. So when you follow God's word, we have peace of mind. And when he said, he told the lady at the water, at the well, he said, if you drink of this water, you'll never thirst again. So when the woman gave him water, you know, she was filled with the Spirit, and she began to go tell everybody. So you'll never go hungry once you eat of that bread. And also, you're going to be clothed in righteousness. And also, look at exercise. When you exercise ministering to people, you're going to get sunshine. You're going to get a lot of exercise. And as I look at all this, brothers and sisters, it takes the eight health laws to even fulfill this task that what Christ is telling us to do. So I just want to thank God. Now, that's my little take on that. So I just wanted to give it the little twist of sharing it with my brothers and sisters. Now, if I have it wrong, it's okay if somebody tell me I'm wrong. But this is my little twist, and I just want to thank God for this. Amen?
Amen, 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 amen. Yes, Sister Little, thank you for sharing, also reading Matthew 25. God is so good. He gave us the laws of health, and, you know, as he's told us in his word here that we have, that a medical missionary is the right arm to the gospel. And if we follow this message that we have, I'm telling you, all the sicknesses that come down upon us, you know, sometimes we could avoid it. So I just thank you for reading that passage and encouraging my brothers and sisters to go back and study those words. And I just want to, actually, Sister Cantinelli was on the line sharing a while ago on circulation, but she dropped. So I didn't know if she was finished. So we want to thank Sister Cantinelli, always coming down with some wonderful health tips for each and every one of us. And she's so detailed, you know, telling us, you know, what we could use for circulation, what is the cause of it. So I just want to thank her, and we are going to get some of those names, you know, of the herbs that we should be using towards even our veins and to the poor circulation. So we just want to thank both Sister Cantinelli and Sister Leola. And also a dear beloved Sister Tamika came down, you know, with her tip with, you know, about sleep, how sleep is important and sleep is necessary for us to get our proper rest in the night. So I just want to thank everyone on this line tonight. I'm going to open, I have the speakers on the line, so I'm going to open this last line. I'm asking you, please, if you could be brief, that I can open the line for this speaker. 857-505, your line is open. Can you tell your name? And
yes.
Who are you calling from?
Hello, Sister Power. Hello, beloved. How are you today? How are you today, beloved brothers and sisters? My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank God, Sister Power, because God is good. He's awesome. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Power. I have a prayer request, Sister Power, before I encourage my dear brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My prayer request, Sister Power, is to pray for me. Lift up me in prayer, Sister Power. Pray for me. Don't forget to pray for my mother, Sister Power. Sister Power, don't forget to pray for Sister Shamika, because tomorrow we're going to church at 8:30 p.m. Tomorrow, Sister Power, there's something at church for the youth. So, Sister Power, please lift up us in prayer. Lift up Brother Jahari in prayer. Pray for Sister Shamika. Pray for Sister Shamika's family, Sister Power. Don't forget to lift up Sister Shamika in prayer. Pray for her brothers and sisters. Don't forget to lift up Shamika in prayer, Sister Power. It's S-H-E-M-I-C-A. Shamika. Lift up Sister Shamika in prayer. Pray for Brother Javel. Pray for Brother Jari. Pray for Sister Power. I'm praying for our dear Sister Tamiko. I'm praying for our dear Sister Stephanie. I'm praying for Sister Stephanie. I'm praying for Sister Tamiko. I'm praying for Kaisha. I'm praying for Kaisha, Sister Power. I'm praying for Sister KDN. Lift up Sister KDN in prayer, Sister Power, that the Lord will lift her up, Sister Power. Pray for Sister KDN, that the Lord will make her be Seventh-day Adventist, Sister Power. God, Sister Power, Psalms 27 says, the Lord is my rock and my salvation. Who shall I be afraid? Sister Paul, Sister Katie Ann, I have to read Sister Paul, Psalms 27. Brother Taiwan, I have to read too, Sister Paul, Psalms 27. The Lord is my walk and my salvation. Who shall I be afraid? Because the Lord is good, my dear brothers and sisters. My brothers and sisters, have faith in the Lord. How many of you, brothers and sisters, who's ready to battle baptize, brothers and sisters. How many of you who are ready to baptize in the name of the Lord? How many of you, brothers and sisters, for the first time, brothers and sisters, just like Sister Power said, brothers and sisters, if you come on the prayer line, young people, young men, young lady, if you're ready on this prayer line, push number one, brothers and sisters. Dear Sister Power will pray for you all on the prayer line. You, brothers and sisters, if you end up coming the first time on the prayer line, brothers and sisters, you have to baptize, brothers and sisters. Sister Power, I'm going to sing a special song for the speaker. And dear Sister Stephanie, be strong in the Lord because he is mighty. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords, Sister Stephanie. There is no one else like him. Sister Tamiko, be strong, my dear sister, because God is good. God is amazing, God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister, I want to sing a song at the moment. Okay. Amen, hallelujah. Praise to the Lord Almighty creation. Praise to the Lord Almighty creation.
Amen. Howdy do. This is hi, beloved. This is Steffi from the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area. And so that just blessed my heart. Praise to the Lord. That's all we have to do, right? Give God praises, give him thanks. And so thank you, Sister Paul, for opening my line. God is so good. He's so awesome. He's so worthy to be praised. I came on and I heard Sister Sister Cancinelli sharing about ginkgo, right? And so I smiled. I was like, God, you're so awesome. You're so perfect, because I was sharing that information with someone in regards to allergies. So not only is it good for the blood circulation, ginkgo is good for allergies. It's good for brain function and memory. We know a lot of people are coming down with dementia and Alzheimer's. And so I was sharing this information with someone about, their mom is, coming down with it. And I was like, I found out that these are some of the things that you can use, And so to hear Sister Cancinelli sharing that, I'm like, God, you are so awesome. You're so perfect. We have all of these wonderful things at our expense, right? At our hand that we can use them. It's also good for eye problem. And, I was driving last night. I haven't driven in the dark for quite some time, but I was driving and my eyes were doing some crazy stuff. I was like, okay, so these are things that we can consume. So thank you, Sister Cancinelli, for sharing that again and reinforcing that, because when we hear these things, it is embedded in our hearts and in our minds, right? And we are going to be more inclined to utilize utilize that as well. And I thank you for about the dry skin, because, you know, I mean, when I, you know, if my skin is getting a little dry, I know that the weather is changing somewhat. I know that I need to drink a little bit more water. I need to, you know, do certain, a little bit more oil and different things like that. So I thank you for sharing that. And so I want to say God has been so good this week. I've been, you know, going in and out. I was looking for, and these are, you know, I just want to say how God just blessed us even with the small things, right? We don't deserve it, but he blessed us anyway. So I, you know, I have like some peas and different things in my home, and I wanted to store them, right? You want to store them, you know, so that, you know, they don't get rocked or whatever. You want to store them. So I've been looking for some glass canister. Actually, specifically, I'm not, you know, promoting. I'm not getting anything from this company, but I just happen to like Kleiner, right? They make these glass containers, and it has the clamp, and everything is airtight. I just love them. And so I've been looking for them. And I was like, you know, I don't really go to the store a lot. Let me say this. That's one blessing for me with the pandemic. That's the disclaimer. I don't go into the stores a lot. My family, my daughter, my son, they go, and I'm like, I just thank God. Because, you know what I mean, I just don't want to be in that space. And so I happened to go to my appointment yesterday. And the person that, you know, did the, well, actually saw me was very nice, very, you know, I mean, just awesome service. But then the person that checked me out was just not very kind. However, I smiled at her, right? And, you know, my tone was very Christ. And I know it's not me, because if anybody know me on the line, you know, that old self could come up. And so I knew it was not me. So I was glad that I was able to, even within her being, like, really very dismissive, very hasty to me, very, you know what I mean, just I'm a new client and just acting like, oh, you need to hurry up and get out of my way. And I saw how she treated the other man that came in. And so I was like, you know what, God, I'm so thankful that I know you, because the old me would have been like, you know, but I was able to show with kindness to show Christ to me, and I know that it's not of my strength. So anyway, I was right by one of my favorite stores. And I haven't been in there for a long time. And so I said, okay, you know what, let me just run in and just see what they have. Remember I told you, I've been looking for these canisters, looking all over. I can't find them in the store. You know, whenever people go to the store, I tell them, can you look for me, look for this, go right here and look for this. It's not there. I've been searching for it online, and they are expensive, like $54 and $65 and $35 and all these numbers. And I'm like, what in the world? You know, this is a container that I'm going to store things in, right? And so I happened to go into the store with a specific purpose, right? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go into the store. I didn't know if they have them, but I was like, I'm going to go into the store and I'm going to see if I find them. So I happened to go into the store. The store was packed, not with people, beloved. You know, and if you understand what I'm saying, the store was in a neighborhood that was not like my brown color. It wasn't like a lot of people like my nice brown chocolate color that reside there. So, but when I went in there, I was like, oh my, the store was packed with a lot of, you know, a lot of things. Like, so they have a lot of things in the store, and I was like, whoa, you know, I mean, lots of choices. So I ended up going, you know, I was trying to remember in my head where the things were. But as I said before, I haven't gone in the store in a long time. So, you know, they have moved things up. So where I thought it used to be, that wasn't where it was. So I happened to go to the back. You know, I started off at the back. And I worked to the side of the store. Like, not still in the back, but like 2 hours over. And lo and behold, guess what I found, beloved? The finer stuff that I was looking for. So I saw three. I was like, oh, my goodness. And so I got excited, but I was like, let me see what the price is on there, right? Because if the price is not right, I am not getting it, okay? I am on a budget. I am being good stewards with my money and everything. I lift up the first one, right? It was really tall. It's kind of like if you think about the length of like a spaghetti, you know, like the little spaghetti when you hold it up before it's boiled. And so it was like tall like that, and I lifted up. Beloved, it was $3.99. I was like, wait a minute. So I just took it, I dropped it in my basket, the two, and then I looked, they had a smaller one, and I pulled it up. It was $2.99. I couldn't believe it. I was shouting. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Right? So he says that before we ask, and I know some of you are like, well, wait a minute, it's just a little container. But for me, it was a container that I've been trying to find to store my things. You know, I'm trying to organize them. Like, I have all of these peas and stuff. I need to organize it so I can get to it and, you know what I mean, and be able to, you know, use it and share it and all of that stuff. And I found it. So I had three, right? So what's $3.99? So four and four, eight, and another three. I got three of them for $11. Amen? And so I was just so thankful, and I saw, you know, I didn't have enough time because, you know, I had to come and make sure that my son was able, I was able to transport him back to work and vice versa because I had another appointment. And, you know, there were so many blessings in the store, really cheap, good quality stuff, beloved. And so I got excited, right, because I was like, God, you just blessed me. I wasn't going to go in the store, but you just told me go, and I found exactly what I wanted for beyond the price that I could have expected it. Amen. And so I want to thank God, you know, for that. I want you all to pray, continue to pray for our young people, you know, that God will continue to allow them to be anchored in him. There's so many distractions that are going on around them, and they're struggling with so many things. And so we want to continue to pray for their protection, to pray that God will lead them and God will guide them and they will be obedient to him. So those are my prayer request, and, you know, continue to pray for me that God will continue, you know, to lead me, you know, in his path with righteousness, and that I will stand and not, you know, not be fearful of anything that I know that that will be coming. I also do want to share this, that I had gotten a strange dream. I didn't understand what the dream was, right? And I'm like, okay, God, you need to explain it to me. And, you know, I'm going to lead with this, and I'm going to stop with this. Whatever we want God to reveal to us, if it is his will, I'm Jamaican, I can't say all of those H and I together, right? If it is his will for us to know anything, right, God will reveal it to us, right? We don't have to be worried. I was having a conversation with one of my girlfriend, and I was sharing with her. She's not an Adventist, but, you know, I've been ministering with her. She's understanding the help message a little bit more, and she was talking about, you know, tongues. She was talking about, you know, speaking in tongues, and she was praying, and she said something, and it was another something, and the phone just hung up, right? And I was like, God, you know, I mean, out of what's going on and stuff. And so I shared with her. I said, you know, I hear you talking these things. And I said, it's very confusing to me. What are you saying? You know, she was like, well, you know, she said, I wasn't able to understand it because I don't have the spirit of tongues, right? And so here we are, an opportunity to dialogue. We're not going to war. We're not going to debate because that's not what God has called us to. And I said, well, let's look at what the Bible says, you know, because my thing is, I don't want to hear what you have to say. Let's tell me what the word of God says. And I explained to her, I said, you know, tongue is a language that whenever you're speaking in tongue, the person who you're speaking to should be able to understand without you, without anybody interpreting it, right? And so I shared, and she was like, well, you don't have the spirit of, she said, you don't have the Holy Spirit, of the interpretation of the Holy Spirit, because I wasn't able to understand the I call it the gibberish she was saying, because it was she and I that were on the phone. And she said, well, I said, so what did you say? And she told me something. I said, well, so you said that in that language? I said, what language is that? She said, well, you know what? I wasn't supposed to say it with you because you don't understand speaking in the Holy Spirit, right? And I was like, oh, okay. I said, well, I need you to go back and I need you to study and read some more in the Bible, because your interpretation of tongue is not what it is. I said, when, you know, the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came over, you know, the disciples and came up when they were in the upper room, I said, what it was is that everybody that heard them was able to hear what they were saying in their own language, right? And so this is what we're looking at. I went outside the other morning And it was a blessing. I think this was Tuesday. It was a blessing. There are some young kids that are in my neighborhood, and they, some of them are Spanish. Some of them are, you know, nice chocolate like me. And I saw one of them, and I was like, you know, actually two of them. And I was like, buenos dias, you know. I told him, you know, buenos dias, good morning. And I said, have a buenos day in escuela, you know, and I was speaking their language. And they were so elated. They smiled at me. They were like, thank you so much. You know, they answered, you know, gracias. You know, but they knew what I was saying. I didn't need an interpreter, right? That's what I was talking in their tongue. And so then I saw the other nice brown-skinned, young lady walking down. And I was like, good morning to you. I pray that you will have a good day at school. God's blessing, peace, and love to you. And they were like, thank you. They knew exactly what I was saying. So I explained that to her, right? So then we segue, and I'm coming. I'm promised, Sister Paul, I'm going to wind it down. And then we came to religion, and she was telling me about, you know, she said there are only two churches that she's never been into. Has been a Seventh-day Adventist church and a Jehovah's Witness church. So I said, well, you know what? You're running from the truth. The Seventh-day Adventist church is the truth, and you're running from that. You need to go into a Seventh-day Adventist church to get the true message, right? But the thing about it is that I've actually taken her children with me. She had left them, and I've taken them to church. So they've gotten some of the message and at the church, and they really enjoyed it. And so she said, well, my sister is an Adventist, and she, oh, my goodness, she gives y'all a bad name. She's so this, she's so that. And I was like, well, it's not the religion. Your sister just have a bad seed right now. But you can't claim and paint the religion of, you know, Seventh-day Adventist to be, you know, bad or whatever. And so she and I dialogued, and she said, well, I've always been a Pentecostal all my life, and, you know, I have the truth. I said, not according to the word of God, you don't have the truth, but I'm not going to debate with you. I'm not going to argue with you. My job is to present this. And once I've presented the seed to you, then I'm done. So I said, let me ask you this. If I come to you, or if someone comes to you and say, you know what, this that you've been doing has been the incorrect thing you've been doing all your life, and this is going to save you. This is going to save your life. Right? This is going to save your life. Are you going to say to the person, you know what? No, I'll continue to die, you know, because I believe that this is what it is. And she said, well, you know what? You're right. I said, you know, I'm not going to, you know, debate with you. I'm just going to give you what the message is. And I want you to go back, and I want you to look at what the Word of God said as it pertains to the day you're worshiping on, the church that you're in. And, you know, I've given her the help message already. So she understood that. I said, I've told you many things about your health and what you need to do, and you don't listen to when I tell you, but you went to the doctor, and the doctor told her the same thing I was telling her, and I told her, and she would come back and say, you know, the doctor, I said, but I told you that. I told you this already, you know. So this is where we need to come to. We need to come, beloved, in a spirit of Christ, and we just present the information to them and then just leave them, right? Just give it to them. I'm not going to fight with you. I'm not going to debate with you, but then I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit is going to lead you and me into all truth. So that's, you know, I want you to lift her up. Her initials are AF. I want you to lift her up, even though her husband did tell her. You know, he said, you know, she is the one that is really observing the Sabbath. She is really honoring what God has called us to do. So I know the husband knows. And I know she knows too. She's just, you know, they're just hanging on to tradition. So I pray that you will lift that family up, that God will lead her. And I also pray for us too as well, that we will be good witnesses. Because sometimes we could be terrible. We leave a bad taste in the mouth of others, right? And so they don't want to even come close to finding out what the truth is because of our behavior. And so I pray that if I had offended anyone or if I had done anything wrong to anyone, that God will forgive me and use me so that others can see Christ through me. And so thank you, Sister Paul, and I'm closing my mouth now.
No, look here. Can you lead us in prayer, and then you can just start for me, because you know.
Sure. I mean, did I hear pray you for say, the Brother, I think I got.
Seems like you drop. I'm looking for Brother O'Neill, but you see, like you drop.
Because I will be short so that you're able to bring him on and share some information. So for the names, I didn't hear all of them, but for the ones that I hear, I will pray right now. Okay. Let's bow our heads. Yes. Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we just want to say thank you for this opportunity where we can come and we can hear your help message. We can hear encouragement. We can hear the prayer request, and we can hear the testimony. God, you are so good to your children. You bless us even when we don't deserve it. You pour out your loving kindness on us, and we pray that you will change our hearts so that we can be more like you, Heavenly Father. Lord, you heard. We thank you for Brother Eli, Lord, that came with praises and testimonies on his lips. He came with songs, which we know can be weapons against the enemy. So we thank you for Brother Eli. We thank you, Lord, for the list of individuals that he has presented here. He's praying for his mom. You know everything about her. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for what she has done and what she's doing in the life of Brother Eli. We want to lift up to you Sharisha and Shamika. Lord, you hear his cry. You hear his petition. Lord, he wants you to touch her heart. He wants you to draw her closer to you, Heavenly Father. He wants you to help her to have that spirit of kindness, of patience, and of urgency to know about you. We pray, Lord, for the event that the young people are involved with the church, Eli's church that he's connected with. Lord, we pray for Jahari, we pray for Jamal, we pray for James, we pray for Isma, we pray for Tatiana and Joanna, Dave, and all the individuals that are connected with Daco and that are connected to Brother Eli. We pray, Heavenly Father, that they will feel your presence even right now. Continue to agitate their hearts so that they will fully fall afresh into your arms. Lord, we pray for Sister Cancinelli, Lord, who comes on Thursday for help and give us gems, wealth of information that we're supposed to be promoting, that we're not promoting. But we thank you, Lord, for her, Lord, and we pray that you will keep the enemy at bay. We know it was the trick of the enemy why she got cut off and we can't hear her, because he doesn't want us to get into the truth. But we thank you that we were able to hear the information about ginkgo, because it is a superb herb and plant that you have given us to take care of everything from the circulation of the blood to the brain function to memory to eye to allergy. Dementia. God, you're so good. We're thankful for all that you have done and will do. And everyone that is on this line, we thank you for Sister Leola and her family and for her coming and sharing the scripture. Lord, we're so thankful that you have sent the Holy Spirit as a comforter. And you have sent the Holy Spirit, Lord, to lead us into all truth. And so sometimes, Lord, we need to be reminded that because we have a finite mind, there are certain things that you have not revealed to us, and you cannot reveal to us because we can't handle it. But, Lord, we pray that we will be obedient to what you have revealed to us. I thank you, Lord. I pray a special prayer, Lord, for Sister Powell, Lord, where that was where my vision was coming, Lord, where the enemy was trying to attack. But we plead your blood. Not only over Sister Power's life, but everybody that is on this line, Heavenly Father, let no weapon form against your people be prosper at all. But let us give your testimony, your help message. Let us give you praises. Let us encourage one another, knowing that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And, Lord, you can do all things but sin. So as we go into this lesson now, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to forgive me of anything that I've done. Hide me under your wings. Touch my lips, this filthy mouth with cold, Lord, so that this message that is coming out is going to be one from you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing the answer. And I pray that you will allow Brother Eli to come on, because I know there's so many stuff, as the young people would say, so many things that are popping off, Lord. But I thank you, Lord, for your faithful people. I thank you, Lord, that we know you're showing up, that you're still in control. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right. And so I just want to say thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for being here with us on this healthy Thursday. I know Sister Paul will hit you all with the eight doctors that make house calls, right? The eight doctors that make house call. Sister Paul, can you review for the people who just came on?
Okay. Nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, ear, rest, and trust in God.
Yes, thank you so much. And we just want to say, put this disclaimer out, that we are not saying that we're curing anything. What we're providing is information for educational purposes that has given us some resolve from ailments that we might have experienced. Amen. And so we want to let you know that this information that is being provided is intended under the Fair Use Section 107 and are used for commentary on globally significant newsworthy events under Section 107 of the Copyright Act of 1976. Allowances made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comments, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, education, and research. So we just want to put that out there. This is not intended to bully, to harass, or to offend anyone, but to share opinions, thoughts, and truth as we know it to individuals that are curious about this venture. So I just wanted to share that no monetary tendency is being exchanged. So I just want to put that disclaimer out there to everyone. Amen. And so we're going to start with, there was something that I think we had shared that last week, as this is Health Thursday. Sister Paul, I know you talked about the Genesis 1, 29 through 30, write that down. We don't need to go over it again. And the third epistle of John 1 through 4, okay? So just go back and look at that. I do want to just, because I just love the way how they sound. You know, it just kind of roll off my tongue, right? And so when I think about, I've heard, I think this was Brother Yudi that talks about the love letter, right? All of these love letters that are in the Bible that doesn't give you heartbrokenness, right? It will tell you the truth, right? But it's not going to break your heart like how, you know, men usually break your heart. A woman may break your heart. So it says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, beloved, verse 2, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Verse 3, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Now, remember when I was going to the famous saying they used to say is, the truth will set you free. Amen? And so you think about it. The truth not only is going to set you free, it's going to heal you, right? It's going to keep us from getting sick, from getting stressed, from getting these diseases. And so I am going to start with now, I think I was saying something about the jab, right? You know, there are mandates now where the mandates has been shut down and has been stayed, right? There's some respite where, you know, the Supreme Court, well, some of the courts have been saying that, no, you can't, you got to hold back as well. And so I'm getting the information. Like, people are calling me and say, if I knew that this was going to happen, I would not have, or I only took it because of my job and stuff like that. But God said that we need to be faithful, right? We need to stand. And to me, this is not to say, you know, if you did or you didn't, but I'm saying God has given us a message that we have to trust him, right? We have to keep our eyes. And I can think about that story with Peter. Remember when Peter was in the boat and Christ bid him to come, right? Because he kept his it was an impossible task, right, to walk on water. It's impossible for man, but not God. So it is possible for God to keep us, right? And I know God is keeping many of us. Some of us don't have jobs. Some of us, have come under, you know, like hit like a wall, like the enemy is just trying, you know what I mean, trying to deter. But because you have kept your eyes upon Jesus Christ, our Savior, God is making a way out of no way for you. Amen. And so I'm going to go with that. I'm going to sprinkle some other information throughout. But let me go into extremes in diet. Extremes in diet. All right. So I'm going to start with extreme in diet. All right. And it says right here, let your moderation be known unto all men. Let your moderation be known unto all men. And so I'm going to start. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I would advise you to go back and look at this chapter, Extremes in Diet. And it says, I'm going to start here because I think this is really where I wanted to start. Not all who profess to believe in dietetic reform are really reformers. With many persons, the reform consists merely in discarding certain unwholesome foods. They do not understand clearly the principle of health and their tables, still loaded with harmful diet dainties, are far from being an example of Christian temperance and moderation. A lot of us, we may not be eating the meat, but we use a lot of salt. We use a lot of sugar. Those things can cause harm to our health. We use a lot of processed, food, these little fake veggie meats and stuff. I used to always, I couldn't understand it. I'm just going to be honest with you because I'm like, if I'm vegetarian, I'm not eating all those processed stuff. Give me my beans, give me my leafy stuff, my sweet potatoes. That's not laid with a whole bunch of brown sugar. Like, just give it to me just straight, right? And so a lot of times we're doing that. I know there are a lot of different plant-based restaurants that call themselves plant-based, but when you eat the stuff, I can't even consume it. It's just so filled with salt and sugar and all that stuff. I was like, no wonder why people are thinking, why can't I lose weight? You know, why am I this? Why is my blood pressure up? Why is my, sugar up? That's because of some of the food that we're consuming that we think is good for us, but it's really not, right? It says, another class in their desire to set a right example go to the opposite extreme. Some are unable to obtain the most desirable food, and instead of using such thing as would best supply the lack, they adopt an impoverished diet. Their food does not supply the elements needed to make good blood. Their health suffers, their usefulness is impaired, and their example tells against rather than in favor of reform in the diet. And then you have the other end, the other extreme, right? That they're so extreme, it's like, no, you're ridiculous. You could give especially you have kids, you could make some nice plant-based treats and give to them to eat, right? Things not supposed to be bland, and your plate needs to be colorful, all right? So we're not going to the extreme to say, oh, no, it needs to be this and just that. No, and so we have to have balance, right? It says others think that requires a simple diet, there need be little care in the selection or the preparation of food. Some restrict themselves to a very meager diet, not having sufficient variety to supply the needs of the system, and they suffer in consequence. Those who have put a partial understanding of the principles of reform are often the most rigid, not only in carrying out their views themselves, but in urging them on their families and their neighbors. One of the things that I'm going to interject here. One of the things that I really appreciated about my mom, they say give the flowers when they are, to the individuals when they're alive, was the fact that she didn't force anything on us, right? When she transitioned, she, still did the thing, for us and everything like that, but she would show us why this was important, why this move was important. And I remember, you know, when I was transitioning, I think in 1 year, you know, early 90s, I was just like, I'm not eating anything else. And I went, you know, I went plant-based. And this was the myth, right? So then after I had KJ, they were like, well, no. After they were like, oh, no. It, when you get pregnant, you got to eat all of this stuff. You can't, you know, you can't just eat plant-based stuff, which I found out is a full-fledged lie, okay? And so, you know, started to eat a little bit more meat and back in the early 90s. Mid-late 90s. And then I was like, wait a minute. And then I remember, you know, I did away with the meat. But I was having issues with fish. I love snapper fish. I don't know. You know how, you know, I'm from the island. I just love the snapper fish. And my family, they would prepare it. That was the only flesh that I was eating outside of, you know, the flesh from the fruits and stuff. But I was eating the fish. And it was just like, and I remember having a conversation with my mother. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I don't know. I can't give up this fish. And I can't give up this condensed milk. I love condensed milk. I love corn meal porridge. As I said before, disclaimer, I love corn meal porridge. And whenever they put the condensed milk and they make the corn meal porridge and it's nice and creamy, oh, my, that was my thing, okay? Don't judge me. I'm being honest. Those were my two things. Everything else I was able to, you know, it wasn't a problem. I mean, Milo, I love Milo. But Milo, I could have given up Milo. That was your thing. And I remember she was having a conversation, and that's what I'm saying. It bears for us to be Christ-like in everything. And I was driving. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was actually driving home, and I was on Branch Avenue 5, and I was sharing with her, and I was like, I don't know how I can't give this up. And this is what she said to me. She said, you know what? Don't worry about it. In due time, God will allow it to be gone from you, right? She wasn't beating, and I was like, yeah, okay, you know, all right, you know. And then I'm telling you, beloved, eventually I was able, you know, God had allowed me to get to find the coconut milk where I could use it to make my corn meal porridge, so that was gone, and I couldn't believe it. I would not have, you know what I mean, and I haven't, it's been years, it's been over a decade, right? And I was like, okay, cool. And then so the fish part was the last thing. And then all of a sudden, it started to make me nauseated, right? So I would eat it. And as soon as I ate it, it felt like I wanted to bring it back up. And I tried to figure out a little trick. And each time I would eat it, I put a little bit of salt on the tip of my tongue after. That would kind of keep it there. And I was like, I can't be doing this. And my sister would prepare it just so good. And so you could smell it. It looks good. And I was like, no. And then all of a sudden, I no longer had the taste for it, right? Because it was literally, even though I know they cooked it really well, I couldn't keep it down, right? And so that was God answering the prayer of taking this away from me. And granted, now those are my two favorite stuff, and God was able to take it away from me. And so we have to be kind, right? So it says, those who have but a partial understanding of the principle of reform are often the most rigid, not only in carrying out their views themselves, but in urging them on their families and their neighbors. She did not force it on us. She showed us, you know, why it was important, what was going on. And then we prayed about it, and then God, you know, moved on me, you know, to be able to remove them from my lifestyle. It says, the effect of their mistaken reforms as seen in their own ill health and their efforts to force their views upon others give many a false idea of dietetic reform and lead them to reject it altogether. And that's not what we want, right? We want to be able to meet people where they are, right, and work with them. Because many of you are at a different level, right? Some of you are at a different level. Some of you have been vegetarian all your life. Some people are transitioning, right? And so we have to be mindful of that as well. Those who understand the laws of health and who are governed by principle will shun the extremes, both of indulgence and of restriction. Their diet is chosen not for the mere gratification or of appetite, but for the upbuilding of the body. They seek to preserve every power in the best condition for highest service to God and man. The appetite is under, I want you to listen to this, and I want you to think about where we are with liberty of conscience and the pestilence and the jab, okay? It says, the appetite is under the control of reason and conscience. So write those two words down. The appetite is under the control of reason and conscience, and they are rewarded with health of body and mind. I am going to repeat that again. The appetite is under the control of reason and conscience, and they are rewarded with health of body and mind. While they do not urge their views offensively upon others, their example is a testimony in favor of right principles. These persons have a wide influence for good. And I gave you an example of Sister Powell. Her influence on me was for good. It was not for bad. Sometimes we can say things and we can force things on people, and our influence is not good. It is indeed bad, right? There is a real common sense in dietetic reform. The subject should be studied broadly and deeply, and no one should criticize others because their practice is not in all things in harmony with his own. It is impossible to make an unvarying rule to regulate someone's habit, and no one should think himself a criterion for all. Not all can eat the same thing. Foods that are palatable and wholesome to one person may be distasteful and even harmful to another. Some cannot use milk while others thrive on it. But let's look at it in context. Some persons cannot digest peas and beans. Others find them wholesome. For some, the coarser grain preparations are good food, while others cannot use them. Those who live in new countries or in poverty-stricken districts where fruits and nuts are scarce, should not be urged to exclude milk and eggs from their dietary. Now, don't go ahead and say, oh, yeah, see, I could drink milk and eggs. Are you living in an area where fruits and nuts are scarce? So I want you to pause on that. So look at it in context, right? So if you have fruit and nuts in your area, no, this is not for you. Nobody's telling you go and eat eggs and milk, right? That's not what it says. So look at it in context. It is true that persons in full flesh and in whom the animal passions are strong need to avoid use of stimulating foods, especially in families of children who are given to sensual habits. Eggs should not be used. But in the case of persons whose blood-making organs are feeble, especially if other foods to supply the needed elements cannot be obtained, milk and eggs should not be wholly discarded. Great care should be taken, however, to obtain milk from healthy cows and eggs from healthy fowls that are well fed and well cared for, and the eggs should be so cooked as to be most easily digested, all right? Now, don't go ahead and say, okay, I'm going to be eating some eggs and milk in my diet. No, listen to the next part, because we're putting it all in context, right? The diet reform should be progressive. So if you've been eating meat and eggs and all of that stuff, you know, you're not going to stop cold turkey for everything. This is what she's saying, progressive. So you're going to, you know, pray and ask God, remove this from me, God, and then move to the next step. This is what this is about, right? It says the diet reform should be progressive. As disease animals increases, the use of milk and eggs will become more and more unsafe, right? So in knowing this, what you going to do with this information? An effort should be made to supply their place with other things that are helpful and inexpensive. The people everywhere should be taught how to cook without milk and eggs so far as possible, and yet have their food wholesome and palatable. The practice eating but two meals a day is generally found a benefit to health. Yet under some circumstances, persons may require a third meal. This should, however, if taken at all, be very light and of food most easily digested, such as crackers, the English biscuit, or zwieback, and fruit, or cereal. She has in here coffee are the foods best suited for the evening meal. That would just for me. Some are continually anxious to leave their food. They're, however, simply and helpful may hurt them. To these, let me say, do not think that your food will injure you. Do not think about it at all. Eat according to your best judgment. And when you have asked the Lord, here's the part. See, this is where the coffee came back clearer in the latter part. Ask the Lord to bless the food for the strengthening of your body. Believe that he hears your prayer and be at rest. Because principle requires us to discard those things that irritate the stomach. That's why I said, beloved, we got to read and put the things in context. Don't just take one thing and run with it, right? Look at it in the full context. Because principle requires us to discard those things that irritate the stomach and impair health, we should remember that an impoverished diet produces poverty of the blood. And remember, the life is in the what? In the blood. Causes, and we heard Sister Cantonelli talked about blood circulation with the ginkgo. Causes cases of disease most difficult to cure result from this cause. The system is not sufficiently nourished, and dyspepsia and general debility are the result. Those who use such a diet are not always compelled by poverty to do so, but they choose it through ignorance or negligence or to carry out their erroneous ideas of reform. God is not honored when the body is neglected or abused and is thus unfitted for his service. I'm going to read that again. God is not honored when the body is neglected or abused and is thus unfitted for his service. To care for the body by providing for it food that is relishable and strengthening is one of the first duties of the householder. It is far better to have less expensive clothing and furniture than to stint the supply of food. Some householders stint the family table in order to provide expensive entertainment for visitors. This is unwise. In the entertainment of guests, there should be greater simplicity. Let the needs of the family have first attention. Unwise economy and artificial custom often prevent the exercise of hospitality where it is needed and would be a blessing. The regular supply of food for our tables should be such that the unexpected guest can be made welcome without burdening the housewife to make extra preparation. All should learn what to eat and how to cook it. Men as well as women need to understand the simple, helpful preparation of food. Their business often calls them where they cannot obtain wholesome food. Then, if they have a knowledge of cookery, they can use it to good purpose. Carefully consider your diet. Study from cause to effect. Cultivate self-control. Keep appetite under the control of reason. Never abuse the stomach by overeating, but do not deprive yourself of the wholesome, palatable food that health demands. So I'm going to stop right there, Sister Powell, for that portion, then I'm just going to read something very short in the next portion, which is the builders of the home. So I'm going to read something on the builders of the home, and I wanted to share this with everyone because this is a cure for us all as well, right? It says, happiness in unselfish service. Happiness in unselfish service. It says, actually, I'm going to read just a couple sentences out of, I'm still in building a home, but I'm going to read a couple sentences from out of forbearing one another in love. It says, though difficulties, perplexity, and discouragement may arise, let neither husband nor wife harbor the thought that their union is a mistake or a disappointment. Determined to be all that it is possible to be to each other, continue the early attention. In every way, encourage each other in fighting the battles of life. And this is for everybody. Study to advance the happiness of each other. Let there be mutual love, mutual forbearance. Then marriage, instead of being the end of love, will be, as it were, the very beginning of love. The warmth of true friendship, the love that binds heart to heart, is a foretaste of the joys of heaven. Isn't that beautiful? Then I'm going to jump to happiness in unselfish service. But remember that happiness will not be found in shutting yourself up to yourself. Satisfied to pour out all your affection upon each other. Seize upon every opportunity for contributing to the happiness of those around you. Remember that true joy can be found only in unselfish service. What? Forbearance and unselfishness mark the words and acts of all who live the new life in Christ. As you seek to live his life, striving to conquer self and selfishness and to minister to the needs of others, you will gain victory after victory. Thus, your influence will bless the world. Thus, your influence will bless the world. And Sister Paula, my last piece comes from
Amen.
From Diet and Health. Let me see, 268. From Diet and Health, and it says, I'm going to end with this piece. It says, our bodies. So I'm in Diet and Health. I went back to Diet and Health, and I'm in Reforming Diet, and it says, our bodies are Christ's purchased possession, and we are not at liberty to do with them as we please. All who understand the laws of health should realize their obligation to obey these laws which God has established in their being. Obedience to the laws of health is to be made a matter of personal duty. We ourselves must suffer the results of violated law. We must individually answer to God for our habits and practices. Therefore, the question with us is not what is the world's practice, but how shall I, as an individual, treat the habitation that God has given me? This is the message for tonight.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, I just want to thank Sister Stephanie for this presentation. Brothers, it's time for us to really go and take our health message very serious. You know, God has given us the message, and I'm telling you, this is a message that we have to go and share around the world. So we just want to thank for all the information that we got this tonight and that we will take it into practice. I just want to thank everyone who joined tonight. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm feeling a little tired and I'm asking for, you know, prayer because God is good. God is great and I know we can do all things. So I am going to ask somebody to pray, right, for us. You know, Sister Stephanie, would you like to pray?
Sure, Sister Powell. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we want to say thank you for this love letter. Thank you for the words that you have given us, Lord. When we were in darkness, Heavenly Father, you send your son to die for us, Lord, and you send the help message for us. And so as we are now in light, we ask you, Lord, to forgive us of the things that we have done, being intemperate, Lord, our unselfish, our selfish behavior, Lord, the fact that we just ate not just to be sustained, but we just ate because we could. So we ask you for your forgiveness, and we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will allow this message that you have given us, Lord, where we can look to you. We know that you have all of the information for us, the things that we need to do. You gave us the Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth that we're able to consult and we're able to follow. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will bestow your character on us so that we will be Christ-like. We will be caring, Lord. We will be encouraging and not judgmental, not harsh, Lord. We will be able to represent you to everyone that we come in contact with when we share this message. Help us, Lord, not to debate, not to argue, not to fuss, not to fight, but with our life, with your character through us, we will be able to draw other people closer to you, Heavenly Father. We pray that you will strengthen us and give us your boldness so that we will bring this help message to the world, Lord. We are not supposed to be like the world. We're supposed to stand true on your promises and all of the healing power that you have bestowed upon us, Lord. Forgive us of anything that we have done that was not in line with you, that have injured this body that you have given us, so that we are not able to hear you. We're not able to commune with you because of what we consume. We ask you for forgiveness. We ask you to give us a double portion of your Holy Spirit, Lord, as we leave from this line, Lord. We're praying, Lord, that you will not depart from us. Be with us tonight. Send your angels to watch over us, and if it's your will, wake us up tomorrow, so that we will be able to do your bidding. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for prayer. And brothers and sisters, we are asking you, each one of us, let us go back and study these wonderful, wonderful promises in this health message. And, you know, command, this is a command for us. So I'm asking you to go back and study it. So I am also asking my brothers and sisters to really try to invite someone on this line, and also share what we learn tonight. You know, there's a lot of health tips tonight that we have got from this reading, both reading that the presentation that Sister Stephanie presented, and also the information from Sister Constantine, Sister Tamiko, and the rest there who present these health messages. And I do know that when we practice these things, you know, we will become perfect. And that's my prayer tonight. I will just close our hand again. Father, I just want to give you thanks this day. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your tender care, Lord. We know that we violate your laws that you have given unto us, and that we are asking you forgiveness. Help us, dear Lord, that we will follow your true message, help message, and that we also will be able to go and share with others. We want to thank you for all our brothers and sisters who is on this land, all those who have presented by giving praise report, Lord, and sharing. And also thanks, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation, Lord. You are so good. You are so great to us. And we ask you, Lord, for help. If there is no other time we need your help, we need your help now. Thank you again, we pray. Bless each one. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, good night. Have a blessed night. I will just close out with a song. Mm-hmm.